This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's a Comic Con coming soon to Detroit that's going to take the spotlight and shine it directly on artists and writers of color and on women. It's called MechaCon, the Midwest Ethnic Convention for Comics and Arts. Maya Crown Williams is the organizer of this, the second MechaCon. It is very good to have you with us on the program, Crown.
Thank you so much.
And we want to welcome one of the leading creators in the comic world. He is Detroit-born, although he lives and works now in Chicago. He's the creator of the comic series The Horseman, which is done through his graphic novel and comic company, Griot Enterprises. Jibba Malay Anderson, it's very, very good to have you with us for this conversation.
It's very nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Crown, tell us what led you to create MechaCon.
I like the center the art community in Detroit and make sure that it stays culturally balanced, since I feel like diversity is very important for our city to succeed and progress. So that's really why I threw it. I also wanted to make sure that it was an event that was educational for children, not just fun.
What do you see, Jibba, as the mission and the importance of this particular event?
Well, Detroit is a very innovative town when it comes to the arts. When it comes to jazz music, of course, Motown, of course, you know, techno. But what a lot of people don't realize that is Detroit is also a very innovative town when it comes to the arts and the visual arts and when it comes to comic books in particular. You know, historically, some of the greatest comic book creators have come out of Detroit, from the writer Jim Starlin, who created characters like Thanos and Warlock, who are featured prominently and heavily in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, to, of course, the late, great Dwayne McDuffie, one of the architects of Milestone and one of the co-creators of Icon and Static and all of those characters that Milestone has that are extremely iconic and extremely influential, to Todd Johnson, the writer and co-creator of Tribe, which came out in the 90s from Image Comics, which was also extremely influential in the rise of creators of color, creating characters of color in the independent and in the mainstream sphere. So when Crown came up with the concept of MechaCon, right from jump, I was excited. I wanted to be involved with it because she gets it, she understands it. She's a fan, she's a historian, and definitely something that I wanted to support and continue to support.
You know, we do hear talk kind of out there about the lack of diversity in the world of comics. Crown, I'll start with you. Is that a valid criticism, or is it missing the full picture and the broad range of creativity?
As far as mainstream?
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. Mainstream, I feel like, it lacks a lot in diversity. They've come a long way, but they definitely have a lot further to go. Even if you have characters that are diverse, we have to make sure that Marvel and DC focus on the creators that are diverse at all, because you want to have it from our own perspective, not someone else's all the time. You can draw and create many black characters in mainstream comics, but who are making them? Are you paying people of color to create them, to write them? So I feel like they are lacking, but at the same time, I'm more focused on independent. I'm more focused on self-published companies and properties, self-owned properties. So with MechaCon, while we do have a few people that are from mainstream that are participating, we more focus on independent creators.
And Jibba, I know you're going to be running a panel during the second day of MechaCon called The Complexion of Comics. Are you going to be getting into this?
Oh, most definitely. Here's the thing about the mainstream versus the independent. The mainstream has never been a innovative stream, if you will. The mainstream always appropriates what becomes popular in the independent sphere. For example, take hip-hop. It wasn't Sony, you know, it wasn't Polygram or Warner Brothers or any of the labels that made hip-hop popular. They did not bring hip-hop to the fore. You know, hip-hop started with Sugar Hill Records, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
Def Jam was an independent, Def Jam was an independent label, so on and so forth, right? It was something that the mainstream did not think about. It was only the independent stream, and as hip-hop grew from a small community to a large community, from its voice becoming a small voice to then not only a citywide voice, but then a regional voice, then to a national voice, and ultimately an international voice, that's when the mainstream started to pay attention. And personal story for me, I decided to become a comic book creator at the age of 10. And I didn't go to my first Comic-Con until I was around 16, and it was in Detroit. And the first artist that I met, professional artist that I met, was an African-American artist. And so what that showed me was that not only could I do this thing, but there are people in this industry that look like me. And that was very, very influential. So when Crown speaks about the face of representation, yes, it is more, way more than just the characters. It is about the people that you see behind the scenes creating the characters. And coming from a unique position as a writer and as an artist, in the mainstream, we see a lot of artists of color, a lot of artists of different ethnicities, of different orientations, different genders. What we have a lack of and what is still woefully lacking is the voice of the independent creator, the writers, you know, who are African-American, who are Latino, who are Asian, who are LGBT, who are women, so on and so forth.
Crown, give us a sense of what you've got planned for MechaCon for this year, for the second MechaCon.
Well, Friday is the hip-hop night. We have very prominent DJs and artists from the city of Detroit, legendary DJs. We have classes for the children where they can learn how to DJ. They can learn to do beat-making workshops. We have a small concert at the end. We have spoken word with a lot of national slam poets as well as local poets. And that's at Embad African Bead Museum. Embad African Bead Museum is a very well-known place around the city of Detroit. It's a huge art installation that's outside, as well as the African Trade Bead Store in the inside, and it's owned by Dobbles. And then Saturday, we're at Detroit Public Library, and that's the comic book convention, as well as the independent film festival. With the comic book convention, we have about 45 vendors from all across the United States, including Jibba. And Jibba will also, like we said earlier, he'll be doing a panel for Complexions in Comics. And we also have another panel through Regine Sawyer. She is over an organization called Women in Comics International. So she'll be doing an all-women's panel, which is also very important. And then we also have our independent film festival, and that is going to be curated by award-winning filmmaker Karamu Kush. And we have 9 accredited short films on that.
Well, it is going to be a really, really interesting 2 days, September 18th and 19th in Detroit, MechaCon. And you can get details at mechacon.wordpress.com. And that's mechacon.wordpress.com. And then anyone who wants to check out Jibba's work, all you have to do is go to griotenterprises.com. And that's G-R-I-O-T enterprises.com. Really great to talk to both of you. Thank you so very much, and good luck with MechaCon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the time.